The legal, political, and social concerns of trans athletes in girls' high school sports here in the state of Washington could be poised to take a more serious step forward with a lawsuit that has now been filed against the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office. Hello, everybody. This is The Morning Ride. I'm your host, Phil Vandervoort, on Talk Radio 570 KVI. And this lawsuit against the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office, that's the elected Superintendent of Public Instruction, Chris Reichdahl, has been filed by a Tumwater School Board director who was also, until a few weeks ago, an employee at the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office. Joining me here on Talk Radio 570 KVI is that former employee and Tumwater School Board director, Darby Kaikkonen. Hello, Darby. Thank you for coming on to talk to me about this lawsuit that's been filed.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
So you, as a Tumwater School Board director, you ended up running for school board while you worked for the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office, but you advised the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office, I'm guessing what, Human Resources, whoever your supervisor was, that you wanted to run for school board. Is that accurate?
Yes, I was actually already a member of the Tumwater School Board when I joined OSPI.
The other way around.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I see. But you advised them, hey, I do have this elected political position as a Tumwater School Board director. Okay.
Yes, that's a requirement, is to basically address what's considered outside employment. And yeah. So, yes, we did that.
Let your employer know what you're doing. Okay, very good. So we've established that part. The school board, Tumwater School Board, voted earlier this year on a resolution. And we talked about this resolution to the Washington Interscholastic Athletics Association, the WIAA, which was considering some sort of rule change or some sort of position on trans athletes in girls' high school sports in the state of Washington. Ultimately, the WIAA didn't have enough votes from its school boards to go forward with this. But as part of your service on the Tumwater School Board, you voted in favor of this resolution that would have biological girls compete against biological girls, not their gender identity.
Yes, that was so the resolution was based off of other resolutions that had been passed with other school boards. Really what it was designed to do was to give guidance to our athletic representatives, as the school board doesn't actually have the ability to impact the policy changes. The only thing we have the ability to do is to try to engage in conversations in an open and transparent manner by way of doing something like a resolution. And having those discussions as a school board and providing that guidance. And so this was a very, very difficult topic. It's something that, you know,
is,
yeah, very challenging in trying to think about ways in which we want all students to feel included and their rights to be protected. But this was one of those things, coming from my lived experience as a competitive female athlete, that I happen to feel very strongly about supporting women and girls in athletics. And so, you know, ultimately this was an opportunity for, again, the school board to do something. And we were asked to give this feedback by the superintendent. So this was an opportunity for everyone to be able to express their opinions and vote in the way that they felt was right.
And for the record, the school board, Tumwater School Board, ended up passing this resolution, which is essentially a recommendation. It has, you know, no requirements. It's not mandatory of anything. It's not a policy of anything. It's just a recommendation. It passed. What was the vote? Was it 5-3?
It was three votes in favor,
okay.
One vote against, and one abstention.
Okay, my mistake. I got the numbers almost inverse there. So so the resolution, merely a recommendation, ended up passing. And then what happened about 10 days after that with your notification at work for the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction?
So the vote was on February 27th, and so 1 week later, on March 6th, I received a request for a meeting with Human Resources, and they informed me that I was being placed on paid administrative leave, home assignment, indefinitely. I was given, the only reason I was given was a possible policy violation and or possible failure to meet performance expectations, and that was it.
So something vague, but not specific.
Correct.
All right. So you're on suspension. Then a few days later, or a week or a week and a half later, you got further information from Human Resources and somebody else at the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office.
Yes, about 2 weeks after that, on March 19th, I received a meeting request from the HR director, and for 4:30 that afternoon. And when I got the phone call, the chief of staff informed me that my exempt assignment was ending effective that day. And that was it. I was not given any reason. I tried to ask for a reason, and that was just it.
So asked to leave the office at that point on March 19th. What is your job at the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office?
My job was director of student information for data foundations. So it was related to data, you know, polls and research reporting on the website, data sharing agreements, contracts, working with other state agency data folks, things like that.
All right. Just trying to figure out if the work has any, you know, direct bearing on things like sports, for instance. But it doesn't sound like any of the work that you do has any direct bearing for the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office on sports. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And then after you were fired from your job, what was it that prompted you to file suit against the Superintendent of Public Instruction?
Well, I was quite shocked when it happened, because I really couldn't understand what would have been the cause and the reason, because I have always been a good employee. I've had great relationships. I've never had any performance problems. The only thing that seemed like it might be related to, because of the sheer proximity and you know, lack of anything else, was my vote. And that just, to me, it looked like a clear violation of my First Amendment rights. It's also a violation of the duties and responsibilities that I have as an elected school board member. My community was responding to the issue of transgender students in sports, and I had a responsibility, and I had an obligation to vote, given my personal experiences. You know, that's just part of what we are required to do. And so to be terminated for having that particular opinion, which is very clearly not the opinion of the Superintendent of Public Instruction and OSPI, again, just a clear violation of my rights.
And this is connected to your service as a Tumwater School Board Director, because earlier this year, Tumwater School District, it was Tumwater High School technically, had a girls basketball player that refused to play in a ball game against Shelton High School. Is that accurate?
Yes. That incident is ultimately what brought the issue into the purview of the Tumwater community for us to need to have to address and think about and take action on.
Yeah. And that school, that high school girls basketball player for Tumwater High School did not want to play against a trans athlete that was on the Shelton school team, sat out that game, got a lot of attention. And that's what my guest here, Darby Kaikkonen, who is a Tumwater School Board Director suing the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office over what she's going to allege in court is wrongful firing based on her vote as a Tumwater School Board Director on a resolution to have biological girls compete against biological girls in high school sports, which would be in contravention of the policy that the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Chris Reichdahl, has put in place to cover the entire state of Washington. Darby, you said you played sports when you were younger, high school, college. What kind of competitive level did you play at? What sports did you play?
So I was a swimmer. So I was a competitive swimmer at Northern Michigan University.
Oh, yeah. Very good. All 4 years, that sort of thing at Northern Michigan?
Yes.
Yeah. And as it relates to the inclusion of trans athletes in sports, do you have a solution, or are you more concerned with just facilitating a conversation that comes up with the best possible answer, the best possible scenario to maintain the future of girls' sports?
You said it perfectly, the second part. I definitely do not have a solution. What is clear is that further conversation does need to occur. It's, you know, again, a very difficult situation because of the need for inclusion for everyone. And so it's imperative. It's imperative that there's continued conversations and just overall work towards trying to find a solution that's going to be as good as possible for all students.
All right. Darby Kaikkonen, she's a Tumwater School Board Director, voted in favor of a resolution through the Tumwater School Board. Just a resolution. It was nothing more than a recommendation. It wasn't any sort of a policy, final policy decision. It was just a resolution that sought to keep girls' sports for biological high school girls in this state. And I suppose that would probably apply to middle school as well, but that principle of biological girls in girls' sports. And a few days, a couple weeks after she made this vote as a Tumwater School Board Director, she was fired from her job at the Superintendent of Public Instruction, where she's a Director of Student Info on Research and Data Information. So, Darby, what happens next? Do you have to do court depositions and stuff like that? What's the next step in all this?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, and one of the attorneys for Darby is Ed Younglove.
Thanks.
Ed has been on the conference call here. Hi, Ed.
Thanks, Phil. Thank you very much. Yeah, we filed the lawsuit. We have to wait for the state, OSBI, to respond to the complaint. And then there'll be a schedule set by the court for discovery and eventually a trial.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that discovery part is where you get into taking everybody's statements, depositions, acquiring evidence, and so on and so forth, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. So we get to the paperwork part now. All right. Ed Younglove is the attorney representing Darby Kaikkonen here, Tumwater School Board Director, and recently fired by the Superintendent of Public Instruction's office. And now there is a lawsuit against the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Chris Reichdahl, over this employment dismissal. So, Darby, Ed, thank you very much for taking time to come on and speak with me. We will await the next steps and see how this starts to go in court.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for your time, both of you. All right. Appreciate you being on here with me on The Morning Ride. So, Superintendent of Public Instruction Chris Reichdahl said he wants trans athletes in sports. The public may not want that. He does. And if he has fired an employee over a vote by the Tumwater School Board, this could be an explosive lawsuit. We shall see where it goes. Now you're up to date on that story here on The Morning Ride. I'm your host, Phil Vandervoort, on Talk Radio 570 KVI.